Blog Talk Radio.
Commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whatsoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust off your feet. Verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. We will take a short break and come right back. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ to claim your promise in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. We are your people called by your name. Thank you for hearing our prayers and moving by your spirit in our land. There are famines, earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, natural disasters, and violence occurring. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Lord, your Son Jesus Christ spoke of discerning the signs of the times. With the Holy Spirit as our helper, we are watching and praying. Lord, we desire to humble ourselves before you, asking that a spirit of humility be released in us. Thank you for a quiet and meek spirit. For we know not that the meek shall inherit the earth. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts tonight. See if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Forgive us our sins of judging inappropriately, complaining about and criticizing our leaders. Cleanse us with hyssop, and we will be clean. Wash us, and we will be whiter than snow. Touch our lips with coals from your altar, that we may pray prayers that avail much for all men and women everywhere. Lord, we desire to release rivers of living water for the healing of our minds, our community, our nations, and the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. As we continue on this spiritual journey and honoring the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, friends and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my name's sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come.
I must tell thee.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our scripture for tonight will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the King James Version. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am based among you, but being absent, I'm bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we were walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord had given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. But such an one, think this, that such as we are in the world by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you, also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready for our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commandeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commandeth. There end the reading of the word. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to the Else of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You could visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You could also visit our Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You could visit our affiliated school of ministry at www.reverseofrevival.com, and that is the House of David School of Ministries. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, tonight's lesson will be understanding pulling down demonic strongholds. It is evident throughout our society that the works of the enemy are present. Many entrenched habits and behaviors that are ungodly are prevailing even in the most moral and educated communities. Drugs and vices that go with them are no longer hindered by the barriers which were based on socioeconomic status. When these ungodly behavioral acts become commonplace in a person, place, group of people, or thing, then it is a very good possibility that a demonic stronghold has been established. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, speaks of these strongholds. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." In this lesson, we will be addressing what demonic strongholds are and how to pull them down or remove them. To get clarity of what a stronghold is, we will examine it based on the Greek definition. The Greek word for stronghold is okurama, meaning to fortify, through the idea of holding safely, a castle, stronghold. The intent of a stronghold is to give the enemy a place of strength in a person's life, in a place or thing, with the purpose of negating or stopping any move of God in them. As with curses, strongholds are given a place or established through sin, as well as thoughts that go contrary to the word of God. The more that sin is acted out, the more a stronghold is strengthened. This is why the enemy constantly encourages people to sin for the purpose of establishing a fortress or stronghold that will keep the presence of God out. It is not that God cannot overthrow the enemy at any time, but he allows us to keep the sin that we have chosen above him as a throne or place of authority in our lives. God gives us the choice to have sin or him. The more we choose him, the stronger we become in him. Yet the more we choose sin, the greater that sin becomes, ultimately causing a stronghold. It is important that we understand that strongholds are always established in the mind, and it can be the mind of one individual, the mind of a group in a community, the mind of a nation, or the mind of a group of people, race or ethnicity. Strongholds start out as demonically inspired mindsets. Mindsets or belief that affects somebody's attitude. A set of beliefs or a way of thinking that determines somebody's behavior and outlook. The enemy establishes strongholds by influencing people to embrace mindsets that are contrary to God's will and word. Mindsets often establish a person's own thoughts or demonically inspired thoughts as a fact in their minds. The enemy uses mindset as strongholds for the purpose of impeding progress and hindering God from moving in the lives of an individual person, in a group, or in a place. The enemy can have you to set your mind establishing something as fact based on lie. Strongholds begin as thought patterns, which is mindset, and then can manifest in the natural through certain actions. Those thought patterns are based or rooted in some area of sin. For example, racism. Racism begins in pride for oneself and one's race, and hatred, inequality, disrespect, or fear of others who are not like you. Both pride and hatred are sin, which then manifests as some action against others who are not like them. It is when we entertain and accept thoughts that are outside of the will of God and establish them in our minds as so-called truth that a stronghold begins to be established. Over time, these mindsets are fortified by other thoughts that are similar from demonic spirits that soon cause a fixed, unmovable place or fortress in a person, people, place, or thing. So many people, including Christians, have strongholds in their mind that have been fortified by demonic influences. We sometimes act as if certain things that we think and do are okay, because that was what we were taught to believe or act. Yet when we come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, he presents truth to us that most often goes contrary to what we had been raised with, causing us to come to a place of decision. Do we continue to entertain demonically inspired thoughts from our past, such as racism and what some call reverse racism, hating people who hate us? Or do we grab hold to the truth of the Word of God and begin to only entertain what it says as truth? Strongholds lose their strength when the people who have allowed the enemy to use them to establish them begin to think in line with the Word of God. Not only can strongholds be established in people group, but also in certain places. For example, certain behaviors may manifest in certain cities. Some cities or communities, as well as some lines of work or industry, may manifest certain behaviors. Some cities or communities and industries have an abundance of witchcraft, false religion, murder, homosexuality, lesbianism, drug and alcohol addictions, suicide, adultery, etc. When you see a pattern of behavior in a certain place, it is a good possibility that there is a demonic stronghold there. When enough people in a certain area submit in action to the demonically inspired thoughts that the enemy is speaking to their minds, then that place or people group are overwhelmed by those spirits, thus giving those spirits a stronghold through them. The people who have submitted to the spirits. The enemy often uses television and the internet in our day to introduce and desensitize us to thoughts and behaviors that in times past would not be acceptable. The more we, the Christian, see and become accustomed to certain behavior without warring in the spirit against it, then the enemy gains more ground in doing all that he can in the lives of people around us to establish strongholds through them. Because mindsets that cause strongholds are demonically influenced, it requires deliverance to remove them, as well as teaching people to renew their minds. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. After each person is broken away from mindsets that foster demonic strongholds, they must be built up in the Word of God, thus renewing their minds in the things of God. We will take a short break and come right back.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was your sinner, you came down and paid the price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing. yet Christ took them, hallelujah, and he let me go free. Oh, I should have been crucified. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I should have.
Pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking and listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I encourage you tonight to come. Doesn't matter what you have done, what sins you have committed, please remember that he did not come to save the righteous, but he came to save sinners. I'm going to ask you tonight to join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Search yourself, search your heart. Don't just repeat the words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the person of God who loves you enough to die for you. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins, and I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. Tonight, I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. As we come to the end of this show tonight, I would like to thank each and every individual who have been listening to this show, and I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We must live by faith and not by sight. Good night. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you.